I heard a story some time ago about a farmer in Europe, and he had a piece of property that was just, he considered it to be a rock pile, and he decided he'd get rid of it. He sold it for almost nothing. One day the new owner got his ox and plow out and began to plow that ground. And as he plowed that rocky ground, he found a large, shiny stone. And in the 1800s, that was one of the largest diamonds that had ever been found. I think it was sold for $25,000. It became one of the world's greatest diamond mines. It was sold for nothing. The previous owner walked on that property, lived on that property for years, but didn't realize he was walking on acres of diamonds. I don't know whether you have spiritual eyesight or not, but I do know this. You're in a place of wonder. You come to church in a place that experiences acres of diamonds. You're right on top of it. And you know why? Because God is here. You can almost, there are hundreds of churches. When I came to Pontiac, there was 400 churches here in the city. This ought to have been the holiest city. And well, it was full of holes 30 some years ago. It was a bankrupt, messed up, drug infested city. But beneath, God had a plan. We're walking here on acres of diamonds with regard to what God has done. And I hope you see it. And I hope you appreciate what God is doing here. Something that, you know, I've been in this over 55 years. I've never seen the wonders that I have seen here at Grace Gospel Fellowship. I read another story about not being able to see or realize or enter into about a ship that was down in the Amazon near Brazil, near the Amazon River. And before they got to land, they ran out of water. And they were 3 days without water. And they kept looking for land and looking for land. And they saw another ship began to kind of approach them, a dot. And they, with flags, sent a distress call. We're out of water. We're out of water. And the ship way out there began to say back to them, drop your bucket. Drop your bucket. Which seems ridiculous. But I'm told that the Amazon, where the Amazon River flows into the ocean, there is such a fresh stream of water. It's purified by the salt water in the ocean, and for 200 miles, you can drop your bucket in the water and drink freely without getting sick. You can be right on top of something, but if you don't see it, you pass right on by. There's no one in here today except you're walking on a field of diamonds. Things ought to be good for you and great for you. Appreciate where you are and what God is doing here.